right. Good evening, everybody, here at the Jewish Center of Teaneck. Yesterday, what we had discussed was the Ramban's very famous essay at the beginning of Parshas Baloscha, where the Ramban develops the point of view that the Nechama, the consolation that was being offered to Aharon, this is the famous Medrash that Rashi cites, that Aharon felt that he was left out of the Chanukah Samizbeach. All the tribes and the princes of the tribes offered a korban every single day from the 1st of Nisan through the 12th of Nisan, and Aharon and his Shevet and his tribe were not represented. And somehow God says to Aharon, don't worry, Shelcha Gedola Mishalahem, your portion supersedes, transcends their portion because you get to light the candles. And the Ramban asks a very basic question, is what exactly is the Nechama, is the consolation of getting to light the candles every day in the Mishkan? There are things, there are avodos, which seem to be far more important than lighting the menorah. For example, offering the ketores, or the daily mincha offering. What exactly is being suggested here? So yesterday we spoke at length about how the Ramban, when I say at length I mean for 3 minutes, but the Ramban develops the perspective that what Aharon was being consoled with was the idea that his direct descendants, the Chashmonaim, who were Kohanim Gedolim, they were the descendants of Kohanim, would go and rededicate the entire Beis HaMikdash during the days of Bayis Sheni. And not only that, the Ramban goes even further, and he says it's true that the Nesiim, the princes, were able to initiate and to inaugurate the Mishkan, but the Mishkan was only temporary. Your descendants will establish and rededicate the second Beis HaMikdash, but even go beyond that, because the mitzvah of Hadlakas Neros will continue to exist even beyond the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. In other words, what the Chashmonaim gave us cannot be limited to the year it seems to represent, is the continuity of the Masorah. When the Rambam begins to present Hilchos Chanukah, what he says is, "Bebayi sheni k'shemalchu yavan gazru gzeros al Yisrael ubitlu dasam v'lo hinichu osam la'asok b'torah uv'mitzvah." So what was going on during the time of Chanukah was there was an existential threat to the Jewish religion. As we say in the Al Hanisim, "Lahashkicham torasacha ulavira mechuke ritzonecha." It was an attack on the continuity and the eternality of the Masorah itself. This idea that the menorah represents the continuity of the Torah, I think is reflected in a very fascinating halacha that I saw today in the Rambam. The Rambam says that all of the kelim, the way that they were set up in the Beis HaMikdash, was that their length was in accordance with the length of the Beis HaMikdash, and their width, their orientation in space, was in accordance with the width of the Beis HaMikdash. The only two exceptions to that were sort of perpendicular to the basic structure of the Beis HaMikdash, there were only two kelim. One of them was the Aron in the Kodesh HaKadashim, and the other one, and it's machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid, but according to the Rambam, the menorah was oriented north-south. That is to say, instead of its length being in the length direction of the Mishkan or the Beis HaMikdash, it was oriented perpendicular, and that is to say, it matched the Aron in exactly that way. So think about it this way. Behind the Paroches and the Kodesh Kadashim, you have the Aron with its north-south orientation. Outside of the Paroches, you have the menorah with its own north-south orientation. That is to say, the menorah appears to be a way of exporting the Aron and the Torah contained therein outside of the Paroches into the Kodesh and by extension into the rest of the world. The menorah is a reflection of that which is contained within the Aron. And if that is true, again, the Ravid disputes it. He thinks that the menorah was oriented east-south, and it's a machlokas in the Gemara Menachos Daf Tzadichas. But if the Rambam is correct, then what a beautiful idea emerges, which is that the menorah is really the extension of the Aron itself. And as the extension of the Aron, the menorah is symbolic of the continuity of the Torah. And that's exactly what the Ramban was saying, is that Aharon was being consoled with this idea that even if you weren't part of the Chanukas HaMishkan, the Chanukas HaMizbeach, the mitzvah of Hadlakas Neros is just so much more important, because there are going to be many generations, centuries and millennia, when the Beis HaMikdash is not going to stand, and what's going to keep the Jewish people together is the Torah itself, and indeed what your descendants, Chashmonai Uvanav, are going to achieve is going to be to perpetuate the eternality of the Masorah, symbolically represented through the mitzvah of Hadlakas Haneros. We're still waiting on a few.